7654321.
It's now time for the Pony Cake Sports Podcast with your hosts, Josh Stevens, Tim Thompson, and Tom Schultz. Woo!
Hey there, everybody. We are back with another episode. And as always, I'm joined with Tim and Tom. Guys, how we doing?
Living the mother trucking dream, Joshua. I'm making this my very first clean show. We're getting close to Easter. And my friend, your friend, all of our friends, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ wants to make sure that he can listen to Pony Keg Sports. And I'm going to keep it clean here today, Josh.
I'm just happy to be back from suspension. You two dicks wouldn't let me in the house last week either. We're just playing PUBG all day and pretty much just said,
well, to be
screw
fair,
our audience. It's all right, guys.
To be fair, that was 2 weeks ago. Last week, I don't think there were any shows. Did you guys have shows?
No, not last week.
I called off. You guys, you said Tom's still on suspension. Locked him out of the house. Told me you're going to record shows instead. Spent all night playing PUBG, drinking in your underwear. Now instead, you're in your underwear podcasting. With a controller in your hand. Playing PUBG podcasting.
Just wait. So, we have our... What mock draft is this? Like 7? 8?
Honestly, we can't put a number on it anymore.
We have mock draft X.
A lot has happened since. There's been trades. There's been free agent stuff. Mike was here. That ruined everything. So we've essentially had 3 weeks or 2 weeks of just nonsense. We're back now. We're going to do it a little bit differently. Josh, I'll let you explain that. I know you have to go over social media, this, that, and the other.
So we are going to go ahead and do a mock draft. We're going to do picks 1 through 16, and then in part 2, you guys can listen along on that one, and we are going to do picks 17 through 32. But a first-round mock draft, that's what we're doing here, and what we're going to do is one person's going to have pick 1, one person's going to have 2, the other person's going to have 3, and then we're all going to have a consensus on the fourth pick.
That's going to be difficult.
We're going to start it all over again.
It's probably going to be difficult.
It might be a little difficult, but it's a way to even everything out. That way, if you guys are like, God, Tim, I hate you. Why would you make that stupid pick? At least that way you can kind of fix it, reset every fourth pick, and we're only doing 16, so it works out great.
It'll probably happen 4 times in this episode.
I don't think that's appropriate. Like I said, this Sunday is Easter. You need to go to confession now, sir.
So who wants to go with pick number 1?
Tom, go ahead.
I'm going to go with the first pick. The Cleveland Browns are on the clock. They need a quarterback.
He knows I can't swear, so I know where he's going.
Tim is not going to like this pick. Josh might like it a little more. But the Browns are going to select quarterback Josh Allen from Wyoming. Yeah, look, I get a lot of people are going to laugh at this. There's a lot of smoke that the Browns are very interested in. And Mr. One, Josh Allen, he's got that big arm that Todd Haley really likes. He's going to have a chance to sit behind Tyrod Taylor probably for majority of the first year. And I just think it works. I think they're going to fall in love with this kid's personality. He seems very charismatic. Seems like he's got a very solid head on his shoulders. No issues off the field. And I think the Browns are going to make the wrong choice once again and pick Josh Allen.
I don't hate it, but I don't think that's what's going to happen. I know that Todd Haley wants the bigger quarterback, and he's had Big Ben before. But if you look at the track record for some of the quarterbacks that they've drafted, they've had very high completion percentages in college. Josh Allen does not have that. There's many times where we've come out and talked about it, and maybe because of the wide receivers, maybe because of the supporting cast, but at the same time, it's still there. His completion percentage is still around the 56%.
So, I actually am happy because I thought when you said that I was going to hate it, you were going to pick Baker Mayfield and I was going to have to punch you in the throat. I will say that watching Josh Allen's pro day, which I kind of brought it to both of your attentions, not you know, they weren't watching it, but you weren't talking to me about it. So I brought up, I was very, very impressed. He looked very, 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 very good. He's played on bad teams, but he has the size, he has the intangibles, and in at least the pro day, in shorts, no shoulder pads, he seemed to be able to make the short throws. He looked very, very good. Josh, you mentioned his accuracy issues. I feel like you know, his game tape is what's going to make him the second or third quarterback taken and not the first quarterback taken. His arm is his biggest asset. I don't think it's going to be enough. I still do believe that he is a version of Jay Cutler. I do. The way he moves around, his big arm reminds me a lot of Jay Cutler. Potentially a little bit better version of Jay Cutler, but Cutler nonetheless. I do not have him going number one overall, but hey, Tom, good for you, champ.
So pick number one, we have Josh Allen. Tim, you're up with pick number two.
Trade!
God, not this again.
I can't do trade.
No trades.
No trade. I am going to say that the New York Football Giants are going to defy what people think they are going to do, what they should do. They may trade back, but I'm going to say not only who is one of the best picks here, but who is the, if I look at him, I say, you know what? That guy is a New York Football Giant, and he goes by the name of the Chosen, Josh Rosen, my second overall rated quarterback with my first still on the board. Josh Rosen is a Giant. He has everything that they need. He is probably the quarterback who's ready to start in the league this year the most, but he's going to be able to sit behind Eli. He's going to be able to watch them kind of rebuild. Odell, whether he's doing blow, eating pizza, beating hookers, whatever he's doing, he's still going to be on the team. They have a pretty high-powered offense. The defense fell back drastically last year. Look for that to kind of build up again. Missing out on a quarterback here, if they don't trade back, is a monster mistake for the Giants, in my opinion. So I think that they go with Josh Rosen.
You did say that the defense is lacking and needs to rebuild. I think this would be a perfect spot where they go ahead and take defensive end Bradley Chubb rather than a quarterback. That's just my opinion. I think with the trade of JPP, I thought the writing was on the wall, that they needed to go with a edge rusher in a sense, and I thought that pick would have been one Bradley Chubb.
Yeah, right now the Giants might be one of the hardest teams to predict.
Running back, quarterback. Yeah,
they are really looking for a cornerstone franchise player, and there are a bunch of them in this draft. I think the positional players are more of a sure thing than the quarterbacks in my eyes. But when you're picking this high, and your quarterback's, was he 38 years old, Eli Manning?
Yep.
And possibly 1 to 3 years left of playing good football. I don't know if you can pass on a quarterback. I really think they should draft a quarterback, and I think they'd take Darnold over Rosen personally. But if they got Rosen right here, I would not laugh at them one bit, and I think that's the right decision.
I want to know what you guys think. My biggest issue here of why I did not go with Bradley Chubb, and I probably should have addressed that originally, Josh, but they're switching to a 3-4 defense. That's the whole reason that they sold off JPP as like they did to begin with. I personally don't think that Bradley Chubb is a 3-4 edge rusher. I don't think that he's going to fit that system. There are quote-unquote experts out there who are saying that I'm wrong or saying that he could learn, he can adapt, but I just don't see it with him. I think he fits better in a 4-3, you know, putting him a finger in the ground on the outside. What are your guys' opinion?
I agree with that, but you also have to look at Chandler Jones, who isn't the most athletic edge rusher in a 3-4 system. He's close to 270 pounds, and he lined up in that same system they're bringing to New York this year and led the league in sacks. So that's the one area where I could see they're pretty much going to use him rush pass. They're not going to expect him to go into coverage a lot, like a lot of outside linebackers have to do in that system. But it'll be interesting. But I like Chubb as a player, and I think he warrants the second overall pick.
I'm sorry to cut you off, but I think that's kind of more my opinion. They already brought him in, right? They brought Jones in.
No, he's still on the Cardinals. Oh, but okay. Their D coordinator.
I see what you're saying. They're going to use him similar. Yeah. Okay. Carry on, Josh.
Pick number three on the clock, the New York Jets. They wanted Josh Rosen. They wanted Josh Allen. Did you guys know? Multiple reports coming out saying that the Jets are the ones that have done the most research on Josh Allen. So I'm pretty sure if Josh Allen lasts until that spot, you can go ahead and write it down. You know why that is? Josh Allen is their guy.
They realize that Darnold and Rosen are the 1-2 quarterbacks, and that the third best quarterback will probably fall to them at the third best spot.
So with all that being said, They are clapping their hands, shaking their babies, kissing their children, and they are happy that they have quarterback Sam Darnold
at pick number three. Shaking their babies and kissing their children. Yeah, I feel like that's an oxymoron. I love it. If the Jets fell into a Sam Darnold at number three, they would be head over heels, in my opinion. They built that defense up, that secondary up last year. They've added some pieces this year. They're going to have to probably draft a running back as well in the second round. Kind of have a quarterback running back situation there. But how they were on the defensive side of the ball last year, I think they're going to be on the offensive side of the ball this year. Build some depth, get some young talent in there, and see what happens.
Yeah, last year we saw them get the future of that defense with Jamal Adams at 6th overall. And this year, moving up to 3, they sent those the 6th overall pick and 3 second-rounders to the Colts. And now they're going to get their franchise signal caller. One way or another, they will be drafting a quarterback. We had 3 go off early so far in our mock, and most likely one of these 3 names will be on the New York Jets roster. But if you're a Jets fan, you have to be happy and just praying to God he's actually a good quarterback in the NFL.
The best thing for the Jets, the very best thing for the Jets, in my opinion, would be the New York Giants selecting Saquon Barkley at 2.
Yeah.
Or the Browns, for that matter, at 1. But
Or Chubb. Non-quarterback.
Non-quarterback. If they are able to get a Rosen or Darnold at 3, steal of the draft.
To be honest, I think the Jets might even still go with Allen, to be honest. Because if you look at how much homework they've done on him, I think they still might go with Allen.
It's possible. I could not disagree. It's possible, but it's possible for you to freaking grow 6 inches and get an 8-pack.
Moving on. We have pick number 4, the Cleveland Browns, via trade, obviously with Houston originally. This is our consensus pick. I want to know what each of you guys are thinking, why, and then I'll say mine, and then we'll all decide.
For me, it comes down to 2 guys. The guy I think should be the pick should be Bradley Chubb. Look, last year they invested first overall pick, got Myles Garrett, who's one hell of a pass rusher. And I think right now that Bradley Chubb is on the same level as him. And you put those 2 on that defensive line, that can affect games in the NFL. Getting 2 stud edge rushers, both on rookie deals right now, both for a long time. This is going to set the franchise up for a long, long time.
Tim, I already know what you're going to say, and you're going to say Saquon Barkley. I'm going to tell you why I don't think it should be Saquon. You're going to say Saquon, right? Yeah, you are. So, I think it's going to be Bradley Chubb as well. And you gotta also remember, with the Cleveland Browns, they have picked up Carlos Hyde in free agency from the 49ers. And Carlos Hyde, even though that we have trolled him many, many years now, he is a, when healthy, an okay, decent running back. He can produce when needed. And I just don't think right then and there, at pick 4, you don't need to take a Saquon Barkley to pair up with a Carlos Hyde. I don't think it's needed. I think it's a waste of a pick. And I think that Bradley Chubb is the guy there at pick 4.
Listen, I'm going to lose. I get it. I think it's obnoxious what you just said, that it's a waste of a pick. I think that's an atrocious statement. We have all agreed that Saquon Barkley is a special player, that is a franchise-changing player. With Carlos Hyde, even with as good as he has been, he has shown that he needs someone else, right? Carlos Hyde and Duke Johnson are the same style of running back. They are not a tandem to be the thunder and lightning or to be the backfield that you want. That's just a fact. If Saquon Barkley is there at 4, and the Browns are able to get the quarterback they want and the number one player on pretty much every big board ever throughout, it's a no-brainer. I like Bradley Chubb. I get that. But they spent the number one overall pick at that position last year. You want, they are in a new era in Cleveland. They are post-Sashi, as I like to say. Post-Sashi is, you know what? Get fans excited. How are they going to put butts in seats in Cleveland? It's going to be by having friggin' Josh Allen or whoever the hell Tom drafted, and Saquon Barkley in the backfield with Jarvis Landry on the outside, Miles Garrett on the defensive side of the ball, and all the other assets that they have there. That gives them the best chance to put butts in seats, and in my opinion, gives them the best chance to win.
All right. Bradley Chubb it is.
I'm switching my vote.
Whoa. Boom!
Whoa.
Tim, you convinced me.
Woo! Suck it, Josh!
I'm gonna go with Saquon.
That's the dumbest thing I've ever
heard. God, I'm fired up now. Oh, Josh is so mad. Josh is so mad.
I like Tim's argument a little bit there, and I do agree. I think they're going to want to start the franchise off. They're pretty much rebuilding right now. This is a whole new era for the Browns, and if they got their franchise quarterback and Saquon Barkley, that fan base is going to be a stag.
Josh, you want to switch your pick too, so you don't look so stupid on the radio?
Nope.
All right, carry on. Pick I'm sorry for calling you stupid. This is the Lord's week.
Pick My number apologies. 5. Tom, you're up.
The Denver Broncos are up. This is kind of tough. I wish I didn't switch this. I had Saquon going to the Broncos here. I don't see that too often. Right now, Broncos are kind of in a mess. They definitely they need a quarterback still, but I don't think they're going to go with Baker Mayfield right now. I'm going to give them offensive guard Quentin Nelson from Notre Dame. I think he's the best overall offensive lineman in this draft class. I really don't think it's that close. He's got potential to be a Pro Bowler, an All-Pro day one going into the NFL. And you're getting a guy who on the open market would probably cost $14 to $15 million per year. They're getting it pretty cheap. They addressed the offensive line last year, and they need to continue doing that. And right now, Quentin Nelson's the number one player on my board, and I think Denver's going to be high on him as well.
Tom, you're not the only person that thinks that Saquon may fall to the Broncos at 5, and I think that the Broncos would take Saquon at 5. But with all that being said, Quentin Nelson there to the Broncos, very interesting. I have not seen that. I have not thought about that, really. So very interesting pick. I can get behind that. This is also the spot where I think we're going to see the Denver Broncos trade down to the Miami Dolphins. I put it on Twitter. Everybody can see it. I think this is going to be the move back and the move forward for the Dolphins.
Could you see the Bills trading up to get Baker if he's there?
Possibly, but Miami more so than Miami. If it's Baker, Miami over Buffalo. If it's any other quarterback other than Baker, I think we'll see Buffalo move up.
I mean, listen, Buffalo has more firepower, so if Buffalo wants him, Buffalo's going to be able to get him. That's just, I know what you're saying. I know in my mock draft, I had Baker going 11 originally to the Dolphins. I like that pick. I know that they've worked him out exclusively, I believe, multiple times now for Miami. I get it, but I don't think Miami's going to have the firepower to trade. More importantly, Miami, we mentioned weeks ago, is in a world of hurt financially. They've already let pieces go, sold off pieces, and they need depth right now. They're not a team who's able to sell off years worth of draft picks for a quarterback, in my opinion, unless they just want Ryan Tannehill to fill the gap for the next 2 or 3 years, and while they continue to just be 3-13. Regardless, the Denver Broncos, I think that they're going to end up going DB. Tom, I don't mind the pick, but I look for a Minkah Fitzpatrick if they think he can be, or the person that I think is going underrated here, you might see a Denzel Ward jump up their board. If they fell in love with him with Aqib Talib leaving, I would not be surprised to see Ward there. But, Tom, it's your pick, so it is what it is, homie. Number 6, I have the Indianapolis Colts. Very rough for me here. Obviously, they need an edge rusher that went at 4. They need an offensive lineman that went at 5. Those were kind of my two.
Chubb didn't go at 4. Barkley did.
Went at 3. 2?
Chubb hasn't gone.
We have Allen, Rosen, Darnold, Barkley, Nelson, and then I wrote down Chubb already here for the Colts.
Yeah.
So,
so that's the only reason why Tom went with who he went with. But I digress. That's easy then. I apologize.
Well, I think even if Denver went with Chubb or anybody else,
Colts
think
would get Nelson.
I think
they'd be happy.
Yeah, I think Colts would get Nelson.
Tom be happy. Getting to live out explains why Tom went with Allen at one. He plays his co-hosts as usual. The Indianapolis Colts get Tremaine Johnson. No, I'm kidding. They get, I know you'd be happy with that too, but Bradley Chubb, that's a no-brainer. If Bradley Chubb were to fall to the Indianapolis Colts at 6, it would be almost as good as the pick they got at, what, 11 last year? Or
15,
whatever the hell that was. It would be amazing. So it's in this mock draft, bam, you get Bradley Chubb, Tom. Congratulations. Number 2 on pretty much everyone's board.
Yeah, right now the Colts are kind of showing everyone their hand. They pretty much said they're either going to get a franchise running back, a dominant O-lineman, or a dominant edge rusher. So kind of showing you who they're targeting. They have a feeling that 3 quarterbacks will be going in the top 6, so that would give them either Barkley, Nelson, or Chubb, and you have to be happy with any of them. All big-time needs for the Colts right now.
Next up, pick number 7, my Tampa Bay Buccaneers. They are on the clock. They get their choice between a couple different guys. Obviously, it would have been nice if Quinn Nelson or Bradley Chubb fell down to them at this spot. But they get to choose between...
You guys got Captain Hook, bro.
They get to choose between Minkah Fitzpatrick, Denzel Ward, and I also had offensive linemen on the board at that point in time. But again, Quinn Nelson is gone. So it's between Minkah and Denzel.
No Derwin?
I like Derwin James too, but I honestly just think with the way this is looking, I think Tampa would go with one of those two. Believe me, I like Derwin better than Minkah Fitzpatrick. But I am gonna go with Tampa Bay taking corner Denzel Ward.
Yeah, that's gay.
It makes sense. Look, right now they're bringing back what the hell is his name?
The one where his wife yells at everybody.
I feel like
Brent Grimes.
They got Vernon Hargraves.
Brent Grimes' cousin, actually.
They definitely need help in the secondary. And Denzel Ward, he's a little small. He's right around 5'11", 190 pounds. But dude's a freak athlete. He brings that dog in him. And look what Ohio State has been producing for cornerbacks. They're all fantastic and worth the early round selections. I like this pick a lot for the Bucks, especially in a pass happy NFC South right now.
Sorry, Tim.
Hey, it is what it is. My Chicago Bears are at number 8. This is one of the consensus picks. I'm going to start because to me, Ward would have been the obvious pick here. But
I kind of like Derwin James there.
No, I think if it falls to this point, I mean, I always thought it would be Tremaine Johnson in this mock draft. It does not play out that way. Minkah Fitzpatrick is the obvious pick to me. He's too highly touted. He fits a role that they need to fill with young talent. He is in pretty much the top 5 of every big board out there. He is too talented and can play multiple positions of need for your team right away. I know that you want a more defined role, but adding him, it fits. I don't think that with what there's no offensive lineman right now that you're going to use to fill that role. There's no, you know, pass rusher that's going to help you out. Tremaine Johnson is good, but how's he going to fit into that system? Tremaine Edmonds.
Like 90 times.
I know. I don't know why. Well, thanks for correcting me now, dickhead.
I've said he did multiple times.
Tremaine Edmonds is the other option there.
Johnson.
Shut up, Josh. but I'm going to say Minkah.
I'm going to go with my pick real quick. Chicago Bears, right now they're using wide receivers at their linebacker spots, so they need to go with a linebacker. Tremaine Edmonds is the pick. Mark it down. It is locked in. If somebody drafts them before the Bears do, they're just going to give him to the Bears because the Bears need him. They have Kevin White at middle linebacker right now.
Before Tom makes his pick.
Tremaine Edmonds. Before Tom Johnson, makes I'm sorry, it. Johnson.
Shut the fuck up. Before Tom makes his pick.
Oh, Easter, bro.
Oh, yeah. Damn it. All I want to say.
I bring it out at you.
All I want to say is the linebacker position, especially the inside linebacker position, in a 3-4, is notoriously deep. Taking the 8th overall pick at that spot for that position, it's a reach.
Tim, if you brought someone other than Minkah, I might be siding with you. But right now, I don't think he's as high on NFL boards as a lot of people, a lot of draft pundits like us are saying he is. Like, right now, look, he's came out and he said, they've asked him, yeah, what's your number one position? What do you think you'll be playing? Slot corner. I do not think the Bears are going to be drafting a nickel corner right here. Yeah, he can play a little bit of free safety. I think that might be his best spot in all actuality, but he really hasn't played it that much at Bama. But what Tremaine Edmonds brings to the table for that defense, this dude's 6'5", six, or 250 pounds, and he has shown the ability to rush the passer, and I just think he'd be a perfect fit for the Bears right now, and I think most Bears fans would be ecstatic getting him, and just his ability, his natural physical ability in that defense right away with Vic Fangio.
You think he's going to get to the quarterback with where they're going to put him in the 3-4?
He can, yes.
Tremaine Edmonds the pick?
Yes.
Tremaine Edmonds, lock it up. Smart pick, I like it. Next up, we have Tom with San Francisco at pick 9.
The San Francisco 49ers are on the clock. There's still a lot of talent on the board. I think they need help at linebacker position. I think they need some DB help. I could see them adding a wide receiver. I think it might be a little too early for that. But Jimmy Garoppolo does need some more talent around him. But I'm going to give them my favorite safety in this class right now, Derwin James. Look, John Lynch, Hall of Fame safety. He knows safeties, and I think he's going to – I think right now he's going to fall in love with Derwin James, what he brings to the table. He's a culture-changing player. And you put him in the back end of that defense, it's going to change this team. And I think he's one of those alpha dogs like Jamal Adams was last year coming out of college, and that brings a lot to your defense overall.
I like the pick, Tom. I like Derwin James. I like him at Tampa Bay at 7 if I didn't go with Denzel Ward or if Denzel was drafted ahead of them. Derwin James, I am, like I said before, I think he will be drafted above Minkah Fitzpatrick in the NFL draft. I think he is moving up boards. Minkah is moving down.
I don't see a chance that Derwin is drafted before Minkah. I don't see a chance that Minkah is drafted outside of the top 10. I think you guys are way off on this.
Well, you have a chance for him not to get drafted outside of the top 10. You pick next.
Yep, and with the 10th overall pick, I'm taking Minkah Fitzpatrick to the Oakland Raiders.
I hate it.
Why?
They need safety help. They need secondary help. He's the best. He can play corner. He can play safety. You can put him wherever you need him. Big physical body. He's a great tackler. He's exactly what you need. He gets after the ball. There's no linebacker. The other option here is Raekwon. Raekwon at the linebacker position is not worth it at this point with someone with the talent of Minkah on the board.
Doesn't Oakland kind of already have somebody like Minkah Fitzpatrick on their team already?
They drafted Obi Melanfonwu last year, year before Carl Joseph.
Which he was a tweener as well.
Yeah, Obi Melanfonwu was not.
He was a safety body.
What they did in college comparatively to the position that they've played is not even close. You can't say Obi Melanfonwu and Minkah Fitzpatrick are even on the same planet. That's atrocious. That's an egregious comparison.
Well, they'll be battling out for slot corner duties, so.
Tim, I really like Minkah. I don't think he's being taken in the top 13 picks.
There is no way in hell that Minkah Fitzpatrick is still there at 10 and the Oakland Raiders don't take
him. I would have said the last thing, or same thing last year. I would have bet my wife's life that Malik Hooker didn't drop out of the top 10 in the first round.
It happens. But the difference is there was so much talent there last year at that position. There was so much talent in the secondary last year. There's three guys this year. There's three. That's it. There's no way with all the secondary need that they let someone with the talent of Minkah with the history that he has behind him go out of the top 10. There is no way.
It's going to happen.
Moving on. Can't wait till draft day.
Pick 11. Miami Dolphins. Everybody thinks it's going to be quarterback.
Should be.
And it is. It's quarterback Mr. Baker Mayfield. Baker Mayfield has one of the highest completion percentages in college football. And he's the guy. He is a little short, but you know what? He's getting comparisons to Russell Wilson and Drew Brees for the height-wise. But I think his play is pretty good as well.
Hey, you still have a lot of morons on Twitter comparing him to Johnny Manziel. not even really close. I think if you are comparing him, you got to compare him to the Russell Wilson type player. I love Baker Mayfield. The people that are into the analytics of football, Baker Mayfield's most likely their number one quarterback. Extremely accurate quarterback. He's got a strong enough arm to make the throws. He doesn't have that rocket launcher on his arm. But Baker Mayfield's gonna be a good NFL pro in my eyes.
Baker Mayfield also threw the second fastest pass at the combine.
Tim, where did your boy Sam Darnold? How fast was his balls at the combine? Oh, he didn't throw.
No, he didn't. Okay. And I am very interested to know how fast his balls are thrown when they're being picked off by DBs and linebackers. The speed of the ball doesn't matter. If it does, I'm sure Jay Cutler would have been a much better quarterback than he was in the NFL. Or Jake Locker, for that matter. But I digress. Listen, I don't hate it. It's definitely something I could see the Dolphins doing. I'll let it go. I don't like it. I don't think Baker Mayfield is a first-round quarterback. But with how needy teams are, he will be drafted in the first round for sure.
Next up, we have our consensus pick for the Buffalo Bills at pick number 12.
This is tough right now. I really don't see a scenario where, it's either going to be the Bills or the Dolphins trading up. That's where I really see these two franchises right now. And right now, there's no quarterback on the board that is worth being taken right here. And the Bills are kind of in a corner. They're painting themselves in the corner, but I'm gonna nominate linebacker Roquan Smith. He's the highest player on my board right now. Sean McDermott loves those fast linebackers that can run and hit, and that's what Roquan Smith is. You put him in at will right away, he could start for you. And if you got the big boys up front and that can protect him and keep the blocks off him, he's gonna be a Pro Bowl type player who's gonna get well over 100 tackles per year.
I'm going to go ahead and nominate offensive lineman Mike McGlinchey, tackle out of Notre Dame. It was between him and Connor Williams, but I think Mike McGlinchey fits the team just a little bit better, in my opinion. The Bills did trade away Cordy Glenn, mm-hmm. So there is a hole on that offensive line. I would go with offensive lineman there.
Josh, if you said something stupid, I was going to nominate wide receiver Lamar Jackson. But since you didn't, I'll go with the smart pick there. Mike McGlinchey, with what they have going on right now in Buffalo, if that's the way the cards fell, I love it. Mike McGlinchey it is at 12.
All right, sounds good.
Yeah, it makes sense, especially you bringing up the Cordy Glenn, trading him. That's a big-time hole at the tackle position for him. And they're going to definitely be trying to run the football, and they're going to be stuck with A.J. McCarron.
Yeah.
If that's how the real-life NFL goes off. They're in trouble.
Next up, Tom Washington.
The Washington football team is on the clock. They got a couple needs, but I'm making this pick based off some comments that Jay Gruden has made lately. He really wants a running back, a bell cow running back. I'm going to give them a bell cow running back. My second rated running back in this class, Darius Geis from LSU. He's a big physical running back. He can do it all. He's a three-down running back in this league. I know Tim absolutely hates Darius Geis, but I think this pick, him going to 13, is well warranted. They got a solid offensive line, and he's going to help protect Alex Smith there in Washington.
Tom, I'm going to first start off with, I love Darius Geis. I like Darius Geis. There is a lot of talk right now with the Redskins going with running back for the fact that they don't think Rob Kelly's the guy. They don't think that Samaje Perine's the guy. They need somebody that complement Chris Thompson a little bit better. Yep. And I think Geis would do that. Me, personally, I have the Redskins going on the defensive side of the ball. But if you look at it, you have new quarterback Alex Smith. What's the best thing that you can do for him? Get weapons and put it around him. I would put Vita Vey here for Washington.
Again, I'm surprised they're being friends today.
But I think that the Darius Geis pick, I'm not going to hate it because I do like Darius Geis, and I think it fits a need.
I absolutely despise the pick. It's not even me hating on Geis. I just despise you going running back there for them. I don't think it fits. I think that with Fat Rob and Samaje Perine, they don't know what they have with Perine. Perine showed some pretty good promise there at times last year. With Alex Smith, I just don't think that they could do that. I also would have went Vita Vey. I know that they went, it was the kid from Alabama that I was in love with last year. The D-tackle.
Allen.
Thank you. They took him last year. Having those two paired up in the middle, you're pretty much, you know, it's called the Ezekiel Elliott effect, right? You know, you're going to have to face Zeke, clog up that middle. So that's where I would have went as well. But overall, I would have gone anywhere else besides running back, in all honesty, Tom.
Next up, we have pick number 14, the Green Bay Packers. Tim, you're on the board.
I'm on the board, and they need some help, I think.
Everywhere.
They do. They need...
They suck, Mike.
I honestly think that they could go with Joshua Jackson from Iowa at this spot. I think that might be a good pick. But my pick here at 14 for the Green Bay Packers is they want to give Davante Adams a friend. They want to make freaking Aaron Rodgers happy after throwing away his friend. And they're going to add one Calvin Ridley to this team. Calvin Ridley, Davante Adams, opposite sides of the ball. And that's it. That's what it is. Trash it as you may.
You just made the Baltimore pick, our consensus, very difficult. Yeah. Pretty sure everyone is mocking Calvin Ridley
The main reason was because I think every draft we've had him going to Baltimore. I wanted to spice it up.
And that's the reason why I went with Geis to Washington there.
That was just because you're an idiot.
But no, continue. It's a perfect fit. But Ridley, look, right now he's my WR1. I think he deserves to be there. You got to be worried about his age a little bit. Not too high on this wide receiver class, but they do go in the first round quite often. I think it's been over 7 years since there's been less than two taken. So I could see the Packers going at Ridley. They definitely need more weapons around Aaron Rodgers. But I do not see them going Ridley in the draft. Don't see them drafting a wide receiver in the first round. Still a lot of defensive talent. I would love Roquan Smith there. Your boy, what's his name? Harold Landry, any edge rusher, bunch of
Willie
corners.
Hernandez.
Jair Alexander, I would absolutely love there. But he's a good player. Don't think he's worth top 15 selection, though.
Moving on. Pick number 15. No, I have nothing for that.
Poor Cardinals.
Know. Yeah, that's... Pick number 15. We have the Arizona Cardinals on the board. And, again, they have got a couple quarterbacks in free agency. They have Sam Bradford. They have the great Mike Glennon, who's made millions of dollars for nothing. So
millions!
This is
millions!
This is one of the teams that you looked at, and they needed quarterback in the draft. But now they have went ahead and fixed. I don't want to say fixed, but they've plugged that hole, in a sense. But they need to do something because they still have a great running back in David Johnson. They have to have somebody up there to block for him. So I'm going to go with offensive tackle Connor Williams out of Texas.
Love that pick.
I also love that pick, Joshua. It just makes perfect sense. Just traded one of their starting tackles from last year. They need to give Sam Bradford some protection. Just look at that Rams front seven right now. Mainly just their defensive line. It's going to make quarterbacks in the NFC West life's hell. And they need to help protect whoever's playing quarterback there. It's probably not going to be Bradford the whole year.
Josh, Connor Williams going to Cardinals. I mean, a good chance of that happening is if the Packers make a dumb pick, like taking Calvin Ridley at wide receiver. Because they very well could go Connor Williams as well. They need some help on that line as well. So a Williams falling to the Cardinals at 15, I think is like a best case scenario for them. Cause if Williams goes before that, where are they going? That kind of has to be a Joshua Jackson. I think almost.
Are you talking about the Cardinals?
Yeah.
I think if Connor Williams goes before them, they go Colton Miller. I think that's where they go.
And if very possible, I would just like that pick much, much less for them. I think that's a big drop.
It is, and
props to Tom. Tom's been freaking talking up his boy Connor Williams for months upon months at a time. Props to you for that. I'm slowly getting on that bandwagon.
Yeah, it's definitely a drop off from Connor Williams to Colton Miller, but I still think if you're looking at offensive tackle considerably at that spot, I think you could do worse than Colton Miller. So, whatever. Or you go really, maybe you go secondary, but
Isaiah win.
No,
I do like Isaiah.
Next up, pick number 16, the Baltimore Ravens, the consensus pick that we do have here. Thank you, Tim.
You're welcome, sir.
Yeah, this should have been the easiest pick. You know, I had it written down already right before we started that Calvin Ridley was going here. Really haven't seen him mocked anywhere besides that or anywhere before that. I'm going to throw out another wide receiver, though. I think wide receiver is still one of their biggest needs. I'm going to throw Cameron Sutton out there, or Cortland Sutton.
Okay, Tim.
SMU wide receiver, big-bodied guy, tested pretty well at the combine. I don't think he's a first-round talent, but we've seen the Baltimore Ravens reach on wide receivers before, and for me, it's their biggest need right now.
Who do the Ravens have? Who have they brought in? Did they bring Crabtree and John Brown?
Yes.
Okay.
And lost Mike Wallace and Jeremy Maclin. It's still tough there. We saw last year.
Did Raekwon go?
No. I was thinking about Raekwon there.
Sorry to jump there, Josh.
I even thought Vita Vey just to have somebody there. I don't know.
No, listen, to me, it's a no-brainer. It's Raekwon. Cortland Sutton, I think that the talent that they've brought in is better than they had on last year's roster, in all honesty. I'm not a big John Brown fan, but I like John Brown better than what they had last year. I like Michael Crabtree as a one-year filler compared to last year. Draft a wide receiver in the second round. They could probably get Cortland Sutton with their second round pick. I would absolutely Raekwon Smith at 16 overall. That's a great. I know that they did a lot on their defense last year. They want to address the offensive side of the ball, the line, all the weapons for Joe Flacco. I get all that, but best player available right now, Raekwon Smith. It's not even close. He's there. So give me Raekwon all day.
Yeah, man, that's tough. I would probably go Raekwon as well. It does make a little sense.
You're not gonna go a tight end?
No, it was a thought, but no.
I thought that's what you're gonna do to be a dickhead.
No, I'll go Raekwon Smith as well. It does make a little bit of a sense. All right. Anything else? Any shockers on this so far? Calvin Ridley at 14.
Calvin Ridley. Interesting to see Roquan Smith drop. I can't see that happening. I think Minka's going to fall outside the top 10. Besides that, I like our first like 9 picks or so. I think they'll be somewhat accurate.
I think that nothing about this mock draft is accurate, but that's what mock drafts are for, to talk nonsense and get people's hopes up.
So our first half of the first round goes Josh Allen at 1, Josh Rosen at 2, Sam Darnold at 3, Saquon Barkley at 4, Quentin Nelson at 5, Bradley Chubb at 6, Denzel Ward at 7, Tremaine Edmonds, not Johnson, at 8, Derwin Who's James Tremaine at Johnson? 9, Minka Fitzpatrick at 10, Baker Mayfield at 11, Mike McGlinchey at 12, Darius Geis at 13, Calvin Ridley at 14, Connor Williams at 15, and Roquan Smith at 16 to round out the first half of the first round.
That would be a nutty. I would be very excited and be going crazy if that was the first 16 picks of the draft.
I'm just excited because you guys know for a fact that we're going to see some trades.
Yeah, I tried to make one, but you guys said that I wasn't allowed to. So,
in your final mock draft, you can go ahead and make it. So,
yep.
Anything else?
No, just I want to once again say happy Easter, everyone. Thank you, Jesus.
For Tom and Tim and myself, we are Pony Cake Sports. You guys can follow us on Twitter at Pony Cake Sports, at @pony_cag_Tom, and at Fight Talk Tim. Email us ponycakesports@gmail.com. And until next time.
Peace!